Wednesday morning. 084-786-3132. A listener is saying, Ustad, of course, husband and wife, both arguing, Ustad, and they want to know that what are the aims and objectives of Darul Iman? Dear Mufti Sahab, there are so many, many organizations. Who do we follow? Is it the voice of the voiceless, or is it Wifaqul Ulama? Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, in South Africa, we are blessed that we have so many ulama, so many hufaz, so many senior akabir ulama still living. Allah Jalla wa Ala give them and grant them siha, afia, good health. And remember that we always are there to protect and promote and propagate the aqidah and the belief structure of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And mashallah, you know, I go to the various Darulums and so forth. Every week I'm there in Darulum Zakaria. So alhamdulillah. So we say there, yes, we agree with you that there are so many organizations. Now let us come to our current situation. Last year, 2020 Ramadan, you know, there was lockdown. You know, the masajid were closed. So I'm posing last night in Tafsir, in the Jami Masjid, one brother asked the same question, what is the aims, objectives of Darul Iman with the E? Always remember that Darul Iman, Iman is spelled with the E. So what is the aims and objectives? So I posed the question to him. I asked him, brother, I'm posing this question to you. Let's say, for example, that the government says that vaccination is mandatory. Every person has to take it. I'm asking you, in the current organizations, who will go and to court and challenge it and fight the case? Who will go? He said none. I asked him that, what would you say if again we have full lockdown and Allah forbid the masajid are closed? Who will go to court? Our track record with Allah's help is there. You know, in 2020, Majlisul Ulama, and we had Jamiat Ulama Gauteng, ourselves, myself, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Hada min fadli Rabbi. We went to court and so forth. Whether you win or lose, that's a separate issue. But the fact remains, you are prepared to go and say we are going to go and do everything that is legal. We never promote violence or anything. So you must remember that. That is why we said, and the senior ulama consulted me, not the other way around. So I said, 100% we are ready. If it is to do for the protection and propagation of the deen of Islam, we will do. And we know, they have set a precedent already. So many Maulvis, organizations, sheikhs, imams went to court as friends of the court to go and close the masajid. So you must remember that it can happen again. We don't know. So therefore, this organization is formed, and again we bow down our head and say, Allahumma lak shukru kullu wa lak alhamdu kullu. I just announced it this morning in our program there with Maulana Arafat in the early morning program, 5 o'clock, 5 past 5, we announced it also. So remember, the response has been so good, overwhelming. So the people want that, they are prepared to protect the deen of Islam, protect the honor of Sahaba, protect our masajid, and protect Islam, the Muslim marriages bill. So remember, things will just go. Every second day, second week, there's a new issue coming up. So we need an organization that is prepared to work with our lawyers. Mashallah, we have the most senior lawyers. We have Hafiz Firoz Bouda, senior counsel. We have attorney Zahir Umar, well experienced in his field. His son, mashallah, Hafiz Abu Bakr Umar, is the advocate, and others also will join in, inshallah. So we have, mashallah, Majlisul Ulama. You know, Majlisul Ulama under apartheid. Subhanallah, when the apartheid regime wanted to, you must build a masjid, he, and that time there were other ulama, Jamiat Ulama Transvaal, Hazrat Mufti Sanjalwi Sahib, and Moana Ibrahim Mia, and them, and then from Jamiat Natal, Moana Umarji, Moasema Rahimahullah, from Cape Town was Sheikh Abu Bakr Najjar and Sheikh Nazim. We know, I met them all, alhamdulillah. So you must remember, but they all agreed, Hazrat Mohana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Hafizahullah, he must do the whole thing because it is in PE. Even the judge said that he's a very intelligent man, and you see the highway is stopped and the masjid is standing. So alhamdulillah, so that are the caliber of people. So remember that if there is issue with the masjid, there's issue with vaccines, there's issue with our Muslim marriages bill. So we will try everything within our limited resources and place our trust in Allah. Even as a last resort, we have to go to court, we will go to court. So therefore we have this Darul Iman. And then you must remember that the ulama, many of them have joined in already. They are sending their messages. So you must remember that I sent out the business card this morning with Allah's help. So the WhatsApp is working, alhamdulillah. The email is working. Regarding the website, remember, just wait till inshallah this afternoon, evening. Inshallah, inshallah, it will be working. There's still some, technical hitches. So inshallah, that will come right. Inshallah, is Wednesday afternoon. After Zuhur, make special dua. Allah Jalla Wala accepts us. So that is our aim and objective. You don't have to pay any money. You don't have to pay anything. We're just telling you, if you agree with us to promote the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and we must make the statement very clear that we say Shias are kuffar out of the fold of Islam. Qadianis out of the fold of Islam. Aga Khanis out of the fold of Islam. So we cannot be sitting on the fence. To sit on the fence is committing an offense. So that is where we stand, and remember that we will use whatever Allah has given us to protect our masajid, to protect the honor, integrity of beloved Sahaba. And remember, anybody, and we're saying it's not for South Africa, anybody wants to join, you must remember, male, female, any part of the world, you join us, mashallah. Tomorrow, if there's a court case, we can say that these are the people that they agree with us and so forth. So we are not speaking from our pocket there. So therefore we said Allah put, Rimarkas Sahaba. So I was looking at the Kaaba, Musharrafa, Baytullah, and Allah put in my mind, say with that, Markas Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So we're thinking, we read namaz, make dua. So Allah puts in your head, in your mind, that we say Darul Iman, the voice of the voiceless. People want the voice, remember that. They can't just be a herd mentality that you just follow like sheep. So we must be critical, let's remember. So there are things in Islam that are non-negotiable, and we must be prepared to serve Islam to the best of our ability. May Almighty Allah accept us. Once again, we are requesting your du'as that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala protect us, protect our masajid,
Ameen.
And inshallah protect our iman till our last breath.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen, takbir, Allahu Akbar.